Hello and welcome to day 9 of Podmas. I think yesterday I said it was day 7, actually it was day 8. Clearly I've lost the plot. Anyway, today's episode I'm going to chat a little bit about something I wrote about fairly recently, which I'll link to in the show notes. And that is something that comes up a lot in my calls with coaching clients and chats with friends who want to start a blog, and it is what things that are holding you back from blogging. As you know, I love everything about talking about blogging, and people don't feel frightened by blogging or baffled by whatever, or feel like there's a secret to blogging because there isn't. Are held back from blogging and they won't start a blog because of something that I consider to be a non-issue. Basically, these things shouldn't hold you back from blogging. Number one, this is something that I hear time and time again. Like, if we all have something new to say because we're human, right? We're something that has been talked about before. I mean, a different twist and a different angle. And just, yeah, who cares if you're saying something that someone else has said? You're still saying it in your voice. There's people on the planet. And yes, the blogosphere is crowded. And yes, there's a lot of noise to a blog that I don't want to read. I jump straight back off. None of us have to read anything. Second, I'm scared my friends will judge me. I think with my husband, who wasn't my husband at the time, he was just my boyfriend, but judge me. And at the beginning, when you're blogging, it is your friends that are reading it. But pretty soon, those people there, you have real readers who'll be reading. And I don't worry too much about oversharing anymore because, I mean, or how I quote live my life online, but guess what? I don't really know what else to say on that matter. But they look at blogs out there, and they might not be side hustle, as it were. Hate that term, but anyway. And it looks super slick. I mean, it's hard because, yeah, that's true. Actually, blogs are really. In yesterday's Podmas episode on when I was talking about jealousy, your little blog, your new fresh blog, don't compare years. You know, obviously you want it to look nice and you don't want it to look a pile of crap, but questionable posts, just don't even worry about it. Another one is because I've never blogged while I have a full-time blog. It's kind of always been my full-time gig. I write in the post is that in a sense I've always been a full-time travel blogger, but blogging has kind of always been on the side of sometimes it has, but not because it's been giving me enough hours in the day to, you know, write beautiful content, take beautiful share other people's posts, make sure that you're reading so that your writing gets better. Bloggers who do it with a full-time job, and none of them are perfect, and they all as well. So Jenny Lothrop at She Gets Around, Beverly Reinemann, Pack Your Pass, and Ellie Quinn at A Wandering Quinn, and there's so many other people, so many other. This is their side hustle. They don't have 24 hours a day. They don't post all that often. Some of them post really regularly. But Sophie doesn't really touch Pinterest. So, like, there's so many different things, different ways to do it. And consistency is important. Of course it is. But done is better than perfect. Social media, just prioritise the things that you actually like using. For me, Instagram is the most important. So when I hit kind of walls where that takes up more of my time than something else, then I'll completely drop the ball on Pinterest for maybe 3 months. Nothing up. I'll pick it up at some point when I've got time and when I can be bothered. This is such a tough one because I totally understand it. But we were talking episode 4 or 5. I can't remember, but I'll link it in the show notes. We talk about a stack of content before they publish their blog, and I've heard this quite a few times. I just want where I press kind of. Yeah, publish and go live with my and start promoting my rude way, but nobody is going to be looking at your blog at the beginning. So just start, put it out there with one post, put it out there with two, and then perfect. That's it for today. I think, I don't know if this is a really long one or if this is particularly short. That was a super short episode. I'm really sorry. But actually, you probably had about enough of listening to me wang on for 10-15 minutes. Please do get in touch and let me know if there's anything in particular you want to hear. The topics that I initially thought I was going to talk about, some of them I don't think I'm going to talk about anymore. It doesn't feel right. So I initially thought I might talk about my top packing tips, but I don't know if anyone would be interested in that. So I'm not sure if I will. And I was going to talk about some technical sort of blogging bits like SEO or Pinterest or social media scheduling, or, you know, maybe even writing prompts. But I don't know if I feel like I've got imposter syndrome, but every time I sit down to record it, I'm like, what? I don't know what to say. I don't really feel very comfortable, I don't know, talking about it in podcast form as opposed to writing about it or chatting about it to somebody. But yes, I just want to make sure that I'm talking about things that you want to hear. So do let me know. You can tweet me at WanderlooseBlog. You can hit me up on Instagram, slide into my DMs there at WanderlooseBlog. You can email me, lucy@wanderloose.com, and feel free to head over to my website. There's a form there as well that you can fill in that comes straight to me. And that is wanderloose.com. Have a great day, and I will...